Hello, and welcome to a SearchEnterpriseWAN.com podcast. My name is Tessa Parmenter, and joining me right now is longtime business IT infrastructure expert, Zias Caravalla. Zias has written countless of technical articles on topics such as unified communications, network management, virtualization, and, more recently, cloud computing, which is the topic of our discussion in this podcast. Zias, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to you about how the cloud affects wide area networks, or WANs, in terms of bandwidth, and how a WAN manager can make sure cloud computing doesn't take up all the bandwidth across a WAN. But before we begin, when we refer to cloud computing, can you explain exactly what we're talking about when we use this term?
Sure. That's actually itself an interesting question. The buzz around cloud computing has certainly permeated through almost every segment of IT, telecom, and really every part of technology. And exactly what cloud computing is and isn't is up for debate and tends to vary by, from vendor to vendor and even from country to country because of some regulatory issues. From Yankee Group's definition, cloud computing has seven essential features, and that is it has to be a scalable feature, a service. It has to be virtualized, on-demand, internet-based. It needs to be multi-tenant, have SLAs associated with it, and usage-priced. So from our perspective, that would be a service that a company buys it, and pays for it almost either by the glass or per month, can be accessed from anywhere, right? And so in many ways, that excludes things like internal private cloud, although that is a form of cloud. I think the long-term definition of where cloud computing is going is to have it be offered as a service versus a company builds it themselves. I know there's arguments to be made on both sides, but from our definition, those seven key attributes, scalable, virtualized, on-demand, internet-based, multi-tenant, SLA, and usage price are the key criteria for cloud computing.
Okay, so with that definition in mind, how might cloud computing affect the wide area network?
Yeah, cloud computing has a very profound impact on the wide area network, and we're moving into an era where this isn't your father's WAN anymore, right? I think the WAN at one time was used really just to distribute internet traffic and a lot of things that most workers viewed as nice to have but not needs to have. When we move to cloud computing, the WAN actually becomes in many ways the backplane of this virtual cloud-based data center. And so the data center wants to become much more distributed. IT assets in the data center were known as either hardware or software. So you had servers, storage devices, apps, and OSs. These are becoming virtualized, and the concept of managing these moves away from the hardware and software assets themselves and become virtual workloads such as storage or app development or data analysis or computation, but the workload itself is what becomes virtualized and housed in the cloud. So the workload itself can constitute any combination of OS, app, network, storage, server running in that workload and then becomes just a standardized commodity like a lot of people envision like power. And those workloads, once they become virtualized, we're able to put them on the move. So you're able to take that workload and move it from my data center to a cloud provider to another cloud provider, and you might want to do that based on business policy, time of day. So, for instance, you might want to have your billing application, which would be used in the last few days of a month to send bills out to people, move to a very high-performance cloud-based server for 2 days in a month, and then moved away from that because it gets unused. So you can see once we start moving these virtual workloads all around our network, it's going to put a lot of extra demands on the WAN that weren't there before, and companies need to understand where these demands are coming from and how to manage them and how to adapt them for cloud computing.
So how is it that cloud computing affects WAN bandwidth specifically?
Yeah, well, and that is from the development of these workloads and the movement of these things. These virtual workloads, or VMDKs, if you want to use VMware speak, can be very large. In fact, in some cases, 10, 12, I've even seen 20 gig VMDKs are being moved around, you know, from one cloud to another or from a private cloud on my data center to a cloud provider. And it's very, very large chunks of data that need to be moved in real time. And so you can imagine for WANs that are used to much smaller amounts of bandwidth that are very bursty, things like internet traffic, email, we never had an environment where mission-critical applications were fed off these big, large workloads that moved across the WAN. So we're going to need more bandwidth in our WAN, and we're also going to need lower latency networks. One's almost that, I think a good way to think about it is we're trying to almost emulate a local connection or a LAN with our WANs now to support cloud computing.
So are there any steps a WAN manager can take to mitigate these effects?
Yeah, I think there's a number of steps a WAN manager can take. Some are more short-term oriented and some are more long-term. I think thinking about how to get that WAN to perform more like a LAN puts the network manager in the right frame of mind. And over the years, the service providers have been rolling out carrier Ethernet and IPVPN services that have been pushing the limits of the WAN to get it to perform more like a WAN. In fact, you see offerings, things like VPL services or GigaWAN are really designed with that connotation of wide area converted to local area in mind. And as we start moving towards cloud and virtualization, we're going to need to emulate that even more because we're going to be carrying fiber channel and storage traffic, things like that. So I think one of the things that a very short-term fix that or enhancement that network managers could do is just when they look at who their cloud computing provider is, take a look at what network they run on, and if it's offered from a telco, obviously, you know, that would be the network itself. And then choose your cloud computing provider and your network provider together. And if you can keep the traffic on net, you minimize the number of hops that you have, and you minimize the latency and the movement of these virtual workloads. Even if you have to, you're a global multinational, you obviously can't keep everything on one network. Minimize the number of hops by choosing operators that have peering relationships between one another. So thinking more strategically about your WAN and who you choose as a network operator in conjunction with your cloud provider can actually have some very good short-term benefits because you remove a lot of the unknowns from that, right? And so many people think of, quote-unquote, the Internet as just a big cloud out there, but there actually is no such thing as the Internet, right? It's a collection of networks together, and if you understand how traffic moves across the Internet, you can actually make a better decision. And it hasn't mattered in the past, things like Internet traffic and email, but it does matter with cloud. So I think that's one thing a network manager could do. The second, which might be a little more long-term, is to look at the optimization tools that are used to support data centers today, and this would be things like application delivery controllers or, in the case of wide area traffic, something like a WAN optimizer. These are products that were built specifically in mind to improve WAN performance. So by using a WAN-optimized cloud service, and a company could actually cut down the amount of traffic that moves across the WAN by as much as 90% in some cases. So if it's really large storage amounts of storage that are being moved across, by using a WAN optimizer to compress and or accelerate that traffic, the deployment organization can find that they get much better performance because these things were designed specifically to make WANs look like LANs. Historically, it's been for things like Windows and email, but there's no reason why it can't work in a cloud environment. The only caveat might be that you might have to talk to your cloud provider to understand which WAN optimization solutions they support and choose your WAN up vendor that way. But in many cases, you'll be able to even deploy it yourself if you buy a virtual server. So I think those are just a couple of things that WAN managers can do to improve the performance of cloud over a WAN. And I'll recap them. That is just understanding how traffic flows, you know, around the quote-unquote Internet and choosing your service providers in conjunction with your cloud provider. And then if you're into a private cloud environment, using some sort of WAN optimization solution to improve the performance of the WAN, like you would with the other applications that WAN optimization historically has been used for.
That's really excellent advice. I really appreciate your answers. They're really insightful. So thank you, Zia, so much for joining me. And thanks to our listeners. If you have more questions of your own, you can check out Zia's Caravalla's articles about wide area networks and cloud computing on searchenterprisewan.com or visit our homepage for other Enterprise WAN news, tips, and advice. Thank you so much for listening.